Take your Bibles this afternoon, turn to Psalm 92. Psalm 92, we're going to begin reading at verse number 12, Psalm 92 and verse number 12. And I want to speak this afternoon on the subject of being a palm tree Christian. A palm tree Christian. Psalm 92 and verse number 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, I like that, shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Verse number 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. There are over 300 species of palm trees that grow from 3 to 100 feet tall. The palm tree produces over 300 pounds of dates per year, the date palm does. You know the different kinds of palms. You got date palms and coconut palms and different ones, but the date palm produces over 300 pounds of dates every year on that one tree. There are over 3,000 uses for the palm tree. Historically, the palm tree has been the representative tree of the Holy Land. You see different pictures of the Holy Land, you'll see a palm tree with it, because palm tree is the representative tree. It's been the symbol of the land of our Lord. Back during the Middle Ages, there were groups of pilgrims who would make their way to the Holy Land to go to the land of the Lord, to the land of the palm trees. Those pilgrims became known as palmers. And the name palmer comes from those pilgrims. We've got some folks who live out by us called palmer trees. So palm tree, and they're palmer trees. And that was the journey that would be taken. When the Lord Jesus Christ entered into the city of Jerusalem at the triumphal entry, they waved what kind of branches? Palm branches. They did. Dr. J.D. Gray, longtime pastor of the First Baptist Church in New Orleans, Louisiana, said when a picture of the victorious children of God is given by John in the 7th chapter, 9th verse of the Revelation, he says, among other things, that they were clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. That's in the Revelation. Right. Speaking about the victorious children of God. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Now, if the Bible says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, there must be some characteristic about the palm tree that we need to know. Amen. First of all, I want us to know that the palm tree breaks the bands. The palm tree breaks the bands. You take an old tree along a fence row and just leave it there, and as it grows, what happens to that fence wire as that tree grows? What happens to that wire? It gets into that tree, doesn't it? You take an old clothesline. Remember how you used to run clothesline on a tree or whatever you could run it on? Just wrap it around there. And over the years, what happens to the wire around that tree? It digs into that tree. You'll never see that with a palm tree. You'll never see a wire or a band or anything into a palm tree. You know why? As it grows, it breaks the bands. Amen. It breaks the bands. It's representative of the victorious children of God. The child of God can claim and have victory. We've got the victory. I have had folks come to me and say, pray that I'll have the victory. I tell them, you've got it. You just need to claim it. You just need to get a hold of it. I like what it says over in the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, Romans chapter 6. Book of Romans chapter 6, and noticing here verses 1 and 2, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We're dead to sin. Verse number 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We don't have to serve sin. Sin does not have to have a hold of us. And then notice in particular, verse 11 down through verse number 12 of the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, neither yield ye your members as instruments of sin, or unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Notice verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Amen. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Break the bands. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. By grace we're able to break the bands that would hold us. By the grace of Almighty God. We're victorious. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I am a conqueror this afternoon. I want you to turn with me, if you have a Bible, and you'll turn to Psalm 107. Psalm 107, and reading first of all verses 10 and 11. Psalm 107, verses 10 and 11. Psalm 107, verse 10, talking about the lost, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Lost people are bound, and the chains of sin are digging in. Verse number 11, because they rebelled against the words of God. There are those who rebel against the word of God. They don't listen to the word of God. They don't hear the message of God. And contemned the counsel of the Most High. That word contemned there means to spurn it. They just spurned it. But do you see that they're bound in affliction and iron? That's a lost person. Now go over to verses 13 and 14, same chapter. Not a chapter, but actually a psalm. Psalms don't have, does not have chapters. They're all psalms. They're to be sung. Psalm 107, the division there. Verse number 13. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. But go back up and pick up verse 12. Let's put this together. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. They got down to the end of their self. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Verse 14, here's what the saved person, somebody who comes to the Lord, has. He brought them out of darkness. They were in darkness. And the shadow of death. They were dead in trespasses and sins. And break their bands. Amen. I like that. And break their bands in sunder. He broke their bands. The palm tree breaks the bands. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Oh, breaking of the bands. And then the palm tree will bend but not break. You ever watched old Jim Cantore? Huh? I'd rather, the Weather Channel. You see him on there sometime. Old Cantore. And the wind's blowing, and he's over there holding that microphone. You know, they got to put on a show. They got to show out. I liked it that time that old Geraldo fell down and liked to drown. Not that he did drown, but I liked it when he fell down and got washed around a little bit, you know. But anyway, you see them out there, and they're talking, and oh, the hurricane's coming in this. And that old palm tree, what's it doing? It's bending, but you'll never see one break. They bend, but they don't break. They bend, but they do not break. In 1979, I was working for Brother Bill Riddick, Brother Dennis Riddick's uncle. I was his music and youth man there at the church. And Hurricane Frederick came through. And it was a lot of wind. And all over the place. Well, it blew part of the church roof off. We were over in one of the annex buildings, blew part of that roof off. I was in a little Pinto car. Now, you young people, if you're below 20, you probably don't know what a Pinto is. You young men, you know what a Pinto is? All right, one of them does. He saw it in some antique book. But I had my little Pinto wagon. We put it on a porch, and man, that wind was blowing that thing. And you know, so we had three palm trees out in front of the church. Pine trees were snapping off. When we'd hear them, we'd watch them. Snap them off, they'd fall. Snap them off, they'd fall. like toothpicks. You know what those old palm trees did all during Hurricane Frederick? Bending, but not breaking. Bending, but not breaking. 2005, Hurricane Katrina. You notice all the bad hurricanes have women's names? Every one of them. But, and I don't know what that, why that is, but anyway, I just mentioned that. That's all. I just mentioned it. Don't mean nothing by it now. Don't mean nothing by it. But, but anyway, during Katrina, nearly every antebellum house on the front beach was wiped out. Nearly every one of them. Beauvoir survived. And the old brick house in Back Bay Biloxi survived, but very few others did. A casino took out the Tullis Manor mansion, just ran over it, destroyed it. It had rode out 52 hurricanes. Ridden out, I guess. I don't know. I'm not good at English. But the Father Ryan house had stood since about 1852 on the beach. And in the steps that went up to the front porch, there was a palm tree. That palm tree's still there. Palm tree had been there for over 100 and something years. After Katrina, I was down on the coast. We were doing work. And that house, two-story house, big old house, was completely gone. And the only thing left was the palm tree. Everything else was gone. Everything else was gone because that tree bent, but it did not break. The child of God, trusting in God, finds that the words of Scripture are true. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and God's grace is sufficient for us. God will carry us through. I tell our folks all the time, you're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or headed into a storm. That's life. Either in a storm, headed into a storm, or coming out of one. Life is that way. The climate that we live in produces a lot of storms. It's the climate of our day. The Scriptures teach the perseverance of the saints. I believe it. The New Hampshire Declaration of Faith states that we believe that such only are real believers as endure to the end, that their persevering attachment to Christ is the grand mark that distinguishes them from superficial professors, that a special providence watches over their welfare. I like that. And that they are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. They're going to make it because they're preserved. They'll bend, but they won't break. I have bent some. I mean, listen, I've been through storms where I said, Lord, I don't know if I can make it. And I'd bend, He'd lift me back up. He'd help me up. Amen. You've been there. It's by faith that we overcome the storms. It's by faith that we overcome the world. It's by faith that we go forward. 1 John 5 and verse 4, for whatsoever born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our what? Faith. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory. That does what? That overcomes the world. So the true believer may bend in storms, but he will not break because his salvation is secure in the Lord Jesus. And then the palm tree not only survives in the desert, but flourishes in the desert. The palm tree not only survives, but flourishes in the desert. Does not simply grow there, but it flourishes there. Oh, preacher, I don't know if I can make it in this old desert world in which we live. I mean, everything's so bad around us. Let me tell you something. You're a palm tree. The righteous shall what? Flourish like the palm tree. Yes, sir, it may be dry all around. It may be bad all around. Let me tell you something. You're going to make it. Because you're a palm tree. You can flourish in the desert. We can go on being happy in the Lord. We can enjoy the things of God. He'll warm our hearts. Amen. Brother Doug's A2 Fail warm your belly. Right. But the Lord watches over us and He takes care of us. The roots of the palm tree are such that they get the moisture. They get the moisture that they need from the burning sands. And so the Christian must go deep into the things of God. There's so much shallow stuff today. I believe we need to get in the Word of God. I believe we need to study the Word of God. We need to know the Word of God. We need to go deep in Christ. We need to live the Christ life. Just like the Scripture says in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. That verse is special to me. He loved me and gave Himself for me. I love that. I do. To go deep, put our roots down, we have to be prayer warriors. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. There's a lot of ologies out there. You notice that? We don't need any more theology. We got a bunch of that. Nor psychology. But we need neology. We need to get to where we're on our knees more. Amen? Yes. We pray unto the Lord. There are a lot of Christians who are not flourishing because they are seeking nourishment on the surface. They're running their roots out laterally. Sometimes we'll get a big storm down home, one of those shear winds or whatever it is, you know, and you'll pass by a place and a big old oak tree will just be. You know where its roots are? All around the bottom of it, all clumped. Not very deep, are they? Not very deep. They run laterally. So when the storm comes, what happens? Goes down. Not so of the palm tree. Our roots are deep. Our roots are in the Lord. Shallow Christians look to the world for nourishment and refreshment. And they come away thirsty because the world does not satisfy. Right. Now, I grew up in the south part of Mississippi. Now, I don't know if that's correct or not, but the southest part. The most southernmost part. I grew up in Biloxi. I was born just a few blocks off the beach. My only claim to fame is having been born 2 miles from the home of Jefferson Davis, his last home there at Beauvoir. But when I was growing up, I had to mow the yard at my nanny's house on the back bay. And the humidity sometimes would be 100% and it wasn't raining. I mean, it was just plain old hot and sultry. And we had a Yazoo lawnmower. Some of you know what a Yazoo lawnmower is. That's the heaviest rascal they make for a push mower. And it had this handle on the side of it, and you'd pull it, and it'd engage these tracks that pull the mower. Well, ours stayed broke half the time. And I'd have to push that old heavy mower right off. We were right near the bayou, and I'd have to be pushing that yard. Man, sweat. I mean, you were soaked because of that humidity. The humidity. Just burning up. But my nanny would take a knee-high orange. Y'all know what a knee-high orange does. I'm still farther south than I am sometimes. Sometimes I tell people knee-high, and they say, you're crazy. But anyway, a knee-high orange drink, the old bottle kind, and she would put it in the freezer and leave it in there until ice got up in the neck. Now, some of you older folks will remember when you used to have the drinks, the ice would be up in the neck. And she would leave that in the freezer, and it'd get ice on the outside, and it'd get good and cold. And she would holler out at me. She'd see me when I made a turn, and she'd stand there hollering. And, of course, I don't know that I ever heard her holler, but I could see her trying. That old Yazoo was making enough noise, and man, I'd shut that thing off. And I'd go to the house, and she'd pop that lid, and that ice would just slide up, you know. That was wonderful. I thought, man, I'll never thirst again. I'll never thirst again. Take my time, drink that thing down. And then you ever done a bottle like that? I mean, did that bottle. These kids now, spoiled brats, they'll leave half a can of drink somewhere, walk off from it, don't drink it all down. Shame, shame. Because we'd drink it all down. We'd drink it all down. Then I'd have to go back out there and mow. And here I am, I make about two passes and I'm saying, when's my next drink? I mean that. Because the things of this world do not satisfy, do they? They do not. They'll leave you empty and dry. That's why people keep trying other things, because they don't have satisfaction. I was in Korea. I did get that call and spent a year in Korea. And while I was over there, I got to preach quite a bit. And I was preaching in a Chinese Baptist church in Korea. That makes sense. And I was preaching in that church, and I told them about this story about my nanny and about that knee-high orange drink. And that little Korean interrupter, I don't call them interpreters because you'll say a few things, they'll interrupt you. But he was interpreting, and I said, and she took that knee-high, and he looked at me. He said, come, Samida, you go for ship show. Knee-high. And I never could straighten it out. There are people in Korea right now that believe we drink big old drinks like this. Big old knee-high drinks, you know. But truth is, the world will not satisfy you. So, child of God, you can make it in this old desert world. You can do it. And then a group of palm trees form a what? What is it called when you go out in the desert and the fella's crawling in the sand? I see him over there. He's headed for the what? Oasis. He's going to the oasis. A group of palm trees make an oasis. Now, I'm fairly big, but I've got a friend of mine who's bigger than me. His name's Brother Raymond Johnson. He's a big Choctaw Indian. And I said, Raymond, you won't be able to stand behind a tree and shoot at any of us pale faces. Man, you can't hide. But I'm pretty big, and I found out living on the coast that one palm tree wouldn't give enough shade for me. Matter of fact, just a little streak. But you get a group of palm trees, and what happens? You've got shade. You've got shade. And so when we get together, like you do here, when I get together at Elliott Baptist Church, as the church gathers together, you know what happens? We have an oasis. Amen. We have an oasis. Man, I like it when we're together as an oasis. And I found through the years, my son and my son-in-law both served over in Iraq. And they said that where there, in some of those places where there's an oasis, the palm trees are there. You know what's growing up under those trees? Lime and lemon. Now, they can't survive on their own without some shade. They're weak. The palm trees give them shade. There are weaker folks out here. They need an oasis, don't they? They need somebody to shade them and help them. And that's what the palm trees do. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. Sometimes down our way, it's more than some. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We're to gather together. And then the palm tree is able to withstand abuse. You can abuse it. Now, I've given up using weed eaters. I have found out that Roundup does a better job. Amen, Doug. I'll go around the house, man, I'll round him up. I'll fix it. And that'll last a while. Go down to the ditch, I would weed eat that thing, aggravating stuff and all. But if I kill it real good, I don't have to fool with it for a while. But when I was using the weed eater, I'd get up too close to a little sapling. Y'all know what a sapling is, don't you? Get up to that little sapling, get too close, and I was looking at something else, you know, and I had that wire going there, and it, lap, 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 lap. And that thing wrapped around there, pull, I mean, just rip the hide off of it. You know what was likely to happen to that sapling? Kill it. You know why? Because the life of a regular tree is on the outside. It's on the outside. That's the truth. You ever seen an old hollow tree? It's hollow in the center. The heart's dead. But it's still alive. You know why? The life's on the outside. Not so with the palm tree. Its life is not on the outside. Its life's on the inside. There's never been a hollow palm tree. There are no hollow palm trees because the life of the palm is in its heart, in the inside of that tree. And abuse doesn't affect the life or quality of the palm tree. Now listen, you say, preacher, you don't know what I've been through. I've been through it. I mean, I've been stabbed in the back, and I've had this and that and the other. One preacher friend of mine said he had been stabbed in the back so many times he thought he'd been aerated. All of us have our problems, amen? It's just part of it. You're not different. You're not different. Churches have it. People have it. But you know what? As a palm tree, you can withstand the abuse. Because it's not the outside that's alive on you. It's the inside that's alive. You have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. And then there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16 that says, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Though our outward man perish, and I found that to be true, you know. I mean, we're getting older every day, aren't we? And though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed every day. There's a renewing going on because we're alive on the inside. And then there in Psalm 92 and verse number 14 it says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. The older the tree, the sweeter the fruit. The older the tree, the sweeter the fruit. As it grows older, it gets sweeter. And Christians ought to grow old graciously, and they ought to grow sweeter. They say the older trees with the scarred trunks, been through a lot, produce the sweetest fruit. So some of you have been through a lot. You ought to have some good fruit when you get old, amen? Ought to. Go over to Romans 8, 28 and 29. It bears out the fact that the scars of life produce the fruit of holiness, and the trials of life conform us to the image of Christ. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. All things work together for good. And He is conforming us to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. We're being brought into and conformed into the image of Christ. And we ought to be sweet. I know some old folks that are just as mean. Oh, they're mean. And I tried to encourage them. Now be sweet. Be sweet. Older the tree, the sweeter the fruit. The palm tree is unique in this. Well, a palm tree is distinctive, is it not? If you see a palm tree, do you know it's a palm tree? Now you look at a forest and somebody says, is it a? You know what I'm saying? But when you see a palm tree, you say, that's a palm tree. See, palm trees are distinctive. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. And the palm tree is so different and so distinctive that it cannot be grafted. My grandpa Goff, that's my mom's side of the family, he used to graft limbs of different trees together, you know. He'd take a cotter pecan, put it on a soft-shell pecan. He'd graft those limbs. But you know what? You cannot graft a palm tree. It will not graft. You cannot graft one. To graft it is to kill it. To try to graft a Christian into the world is to kill his influence and kill his testimony. The Christian is to be distinctive, easily distinguished from everybody else. Well, I believe he's a Christian. He sure does look different. Doesn't act like these other trees, I mean people. He's different. When a Christian hooks up with the world, he injures himself. He injures the cause of Christ when he does that. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Amen? And then the palm tree will not burn. Palm tree will not burn. Now what it will do, it'll sit there and smoke. But you never use palm wood to start a fire, nor keep a fire going, because it'll smoke, but it won't burn. I've had some deacons that it fume and smoke. Never could get them lit on fire, though. I love deacons. You know what I call our deacons? I say, we're going to have a deacons meeting. We need to have some deacons. And I can say that because I do love them. So the palm tree will not burn. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. You know something? I'll never burn. I cannot burn in hell. I cannot do that. But the lost are going to burn in hell. The Bible speaks of the lost man and says in Matthew 25 and verse 41, making it plain, very straightforward, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. There is a real hell. And the unbeliever will burn in hell forever. Verse 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Hell is a real place. Folks are going to spend eternity there in that place. I'm glad that I cannot go there. I'm glad that I've been saved from the torment of hell. I'll never burn. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. I can't burn. I cannot go to that place called hell. But lost person, you can go, and you're headed there. The wrath of God is abiding on you. And then the palm tree is an evergreen. An evergreen is a symbol of immortality, living on. And the palm tree and the palm branch has been a symbol of that through the years in many different ways. And some organizations use palm branches to denote immortality. Cathedrals used to sing a song, I'm going to live forever, I'm going to die no never, Jesus died on the tree for me, I'm going to live forever. And that's the truth, I'm going to live forever. I'm an evergreen, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Can I go to hell? Is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let me ask you this afternoon, are you a palm tree Christian? Man, that's what I want to be. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Let's be right with God. Let's do what's right. And then, dear lost friend, I pray that you'll become a palm tree. that you'll be planted by the rivers of water and have everlasting life.